Hello, and welcome to the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, presented by Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro. I'm Jay Zeta. Last week, we premiered two impossibly scary audio plays. And this week, our journey into the impossible goes beyond this mortal coil into the afterlife. First up is a science fiction drama about a father and daughter's final meeting. Listen along and find out why his feet don't touch the floor.
You understand, he'll only be there 7 minutes.
I understand.
A one-time appearance.
Can't you do more than one?
I'm sorry. We're pushing the technology to the limit as it is. I'm so very sorry for your loss.
Thanks. You must say that a lot.
And I mean it every time. Now, to refresh you on the conditions, you must stay in the green lane at all times. If you move out into the appearance chamber, your body will be altered. You don't want that.
Okay.
You cannot make any recordings, but of course, you may tell others what you experienced. I will count down from 20, and then the appearance will begin. I'll give you a 3-minute alert, then a 1-minute warning, and a 20-second warning before the appearance is over. Bear in mind, there are certain aspects of his appearance you may find disturbing.
Disturbing?
There's no predicting. I see you've signed the terms and conditions. Good. Any further questions?
He'll be able to talk to me?
That's up to him. People say everyone does, though.
Can you hear us?
There's a motion sensor for the lane, but we don't listen.
I guess I'm ready then.
Try not to worry about saying the right thing, or saying everything you planned. I'm sure you'll say whatever's necessary.
Thank you.
I'll start the 20 count right after I seal the chamber. Good luck.
God, I'm nervous. Hope I look okay.
20 seconds to appearance. 15. 10. 5. 3. 0.
Daddy?
Audrey?
It's me.
Hello, honey.
There's so much I want to say.
I'm listening. Honey? Are you all right?
Yes, it's just... Your feet don't touch the floor.
The people on my side said I can't touch solid objects. Such as clothes.
I wondered why you were naked.
Naked as Adam. Surely it's not for the first time.
Not since we were changing for the pool when I was a kid. What's it like? Where you are?
It's very hard to describe. It's not all clouds and angels and harps. It's more like the best, most beautiful parts of the earth, only magnified. The light has a fullness.
Do you see people who have gone before?
No need for euphemisms. No, I can't tell you who's died before me.
What about...
I can only say I've met some remarkable people.
Why did you just turn blue?
They said it might happen. I think it looks good on me.
Are you changing into something else?
Change happens. That's life.
There's too much change. You died so soon. Mom last year. My divorce. I just wish things would stay the same.
They can't.
3 minutes.
Oh, shit.
How's your health?
Okay, I guess. I work out.
Dating?
Nothing serious.
Take your time. You should have waited before you married Danny.
Don't you go reminding me.
Honey, I'm forgiven for everything now. Get over it.
Be a jerk, then.
Audrey.
Now you look like you did before. Pink, healthy.
Just like you did when you were a baby.
Oh, Daddy.
You were so beautiful. With your little fingers and those dark eyes. Shirley and I were so happy. You grew up into such a wonderful, capable woman.
We had some fights, you and me. I was pretty nasty.
After the hurt, I knew there was love. Always remember that.
I feel like I could walk over and touch you.
Stay in the green lane.
Sorry, shit. You look good, Daddy.
Nudity becomes me.
You and your jokes.
They're good for the pain. Listen. A little advice from your old man.
Yes?
Live without me.
No.
Live without me. Go forward into life. Embrace all the good that remains. Remember me. But go forward.
1 minute.
Damn it. Daddy, I have to. I have something to confess.
Okay.
Don't hate me.
That's impossible.
In your last year, when you were confused, couldn't even make coffee. God, you were so stooped over.
Easy.
In the hospital, you looked so shriveled.
I was very sick.
You were in such pain, and you looked so terrible. And I couldn't stand to see you looking like that after you'd been in such good shape. It took so much out of me.
20 seconds.
Taking care of you, changing your sheets, cleaning up after you. Don't hate me. I asked God to just take you. Then and there, no more suffering. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It was just too much.
I'm not sure I...
The appearance has concluded.
Please, 1 more minute. 1 more minute.
Are you all right, Miss Densmore?
I guess so. It was so short. Are you sure I can't?
I wish I could say yes, but the physics don't allow it.
All right.
If there's something you'd like to tell me, if that would help.
You're a kind man, Mr. Walters. Well, it'll be real obvious soon. I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it slipped my mind.
You only had 7 minutes.
What were your 7 minutes like?
We're not allowed. Protocol.
That's terrible.
That's life.
That's what Daddy said.
Good words. I hate to cut this short, but people are waiting.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure serving you, Ms. Densmore. Audrey, happy wishes for your child. Boy or girl?
A boy. Probably a handful.
Go forward, then. Into life.
You were listening.
Caught me.
You said you wouldn't.
Please understand, what I do all day, it gets lonely. My own life, I never had a real father, no kids, so I eavesdrop. Pretend. Please forgive me.
You have a good heart.
I suppose.
Live your life, whatever it is.
I wish you didn't have to go.
You have my number on the contract. Use it.
Okay.
Into life.
Into life.
That was His Feet Don't Touch the Floor, written by Larry Bliss. Directed by Ronnie Nicole. Sound design and editing by Jay Zeta. Featuring the voice talents of Meredith DiPaolo Stevens as Audrey, Daniel Ryder as Dad, and Moshe Heisen as the Gatekeeper. Public domain sound effects were taken from freesound.org and the YouTube Audio Library and are used under Creative Commons license. Tune in next Saturday for the final weekend of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, Impossible Conclusions, featuring the sci-fi satire The Monsters Are Back on Maple Street by George Jack. And then we'll go back to the 1940s with The Age of Invisibility, or The Eyes Have It, by Celinda Tyson. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as part of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival. Theme music for this episode was created by Jason Quarter. For more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There you can find our previous radio play festivals and full audio series. I'm Jay Zeta. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.